Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us again for another episode of LCT's Five Till Places. I am Jed.
And I'm Beth.
And I am joined today by several members and adult mentors of LCT's Youth Artist Guild program. We are currently in the middle of the run of their first production back since the plague times. And we're going to talk to you a little bit first about what Youth Artist Guild is and why this program stands out from other youth theater programs you may be familiar with. And then we'll talk a little bit about the production that they are currently putting on. So we will go around the room. We can go around this way and introduce who you are.
My name is Angela. I am the Vice President Youth Mentor for the YAG program here. I have a student that works with me, and he is learning the ropes to be Vice President as well.
Nice.
I am Kaden, and I have been in YAG for 2.5 years. I have participated in all shows. Yes.
Excellent.
Hi, I'm Trisha, and I'm the mentor for the secretary. I work with the student to help her take minutes on the meetings and do membership list, volunteer list, and when the YAG members are on a point system where they earn, and we also keep up with that, so it's part of that.
Excellent.
Okay, hi, I'm Melody, and I am a student member at large.
Okay. I'm Briley. I am the student house and hospitality manager, and I have been with YAG for 3 years now.
I am Gwen. I am a member at large, and I've been with YAG since our first show, which was Aesop's Fables.
So let's start.
Apparently I'm not been for 2.5 years. It's been 4 years.
Oh, see, there you go. Yeah, longer than you thought.
It was 2018.
Yeah.
I've been since 2019.
Okay, so let's start off talking about what Youth Artist Guild is. Like, obviously, it's a youth in theater program, but there are 1.5 million of those around the world. What is it that is? How is YAG structured? What is it that's different from other youth theater programs?
So when we first moved back to Lubbock 5 years ago, my oldest daughter had done theater in the Dallas area. And she wanted to continue here. And we knew about some of the other theater programs, but there wasn't really anything that she could be fully involved in. It just seemed like small roles for kids that weren't really... It just wasn't really what she was looking for. So we did a few summer camps with Moonlight Musicals, and they were wonderful. But then we heard about YAG, and we were going out of town for Aesop's Fables, unfortunately. Otherwise, she would have been in that, too. But we came to the first YAG meeting, and the way that it's structured is that the kids are involved in every aspect, and that's 100% what she wanted to do. So it's been really good for my two kids.
And so when you say involved in every aspect, it means like it's not just the kids get up and act and we stick them all in the show. They're learning
right.
All the behind the scenes stuff.
Absolutely.
And how to run.
So in our production that's running right now, I was in charge of sets and costumes, and I had my group of kids, and we're teaching them, you know, how they can't build the sets yet.
Right.
There are, you know, things that
8-year-olds want a bandsaw is maybe
not
the
it's a thing.
But when children look, when children watch, they're going to remember, they're going to see,
yes.
And they're seeing how you guys are putting that
Absolutely.
Together and learning.
And even when we had the sets put out for the first time, the kids came in and they were showing their parents, I painted this, I put this up, and I'm moving it, and they're 100% involved in everything. We had almost 40 feathers to make wings, and we had to figure that out, how to make them where we weren't just covered in feathers all the time. And so I got with my costume kids, and we came up with something that I think is really beautiful and functional, which is important.
And I will testify that they are. They are functional, and it looks good without you guys having to hot glue 8,000
feathers. I tell you, which is important. And that's a lesson that they need to learn as well. We can't hot glue everything.
There's more to it than
that. It's so sad. I know, it's
hard.
Duct
tape everything either.
I know.
Right.
Or use regular glue.
If you combine hot glue and duct tape, then you're set.
Yes, Maybe get the entire
state building. We can make the feathers out of the duct tape,
maybe.
And we can glue them with the hot
Exactly.
glue.
You can put them together.
How do you take them off?
You don't.
You wear them forever. This is how you look now.
Yeah. This is it. This is your life.
Yeah. You are now a bird.
Well, yeah.
Good
job. I know that with my personal experience with YAG, just coming in as my daughter wanting to do theater, and now my son does theater. He's doing the sound for this show. So he's learning the behind-the-scenes things. For us, going from having a kid actor to being parent volunteers, and now I'm on the committee, it has been all immersive for us. And I mean, I'm so thankful for it. It gives my kids something that they both really love to do.
And that's something, like you were talking about, like one of the kids is learning to run sound on this show. There's like,
which is amazing.
It's he that loves was it. Something that drew my own daughters to this, actually, is that they both have a bit of stage fright, that neither of them is terribly interested on being on stage, but they both are very interested in learning how to everything that goes behind the scenes. And to have a program where there's just as much emphasis on kids learning that and even the administrative functions of a theater, which sounds kind of what both Trisha and Briley, your roles seem to fall into that category. So why don't you two talk about, you were saying you were head of hospitality.
So basically I help with getting ushers for the show and helping make sure that everybody set up concessions correctly and making sure that everybody set specific things up correctly. And YAG really helps me grow in kind of like better leadership and like instead of yelling at people, helping them and being kind to them. Angela knows why I'm making eye contact with her.
I know you guys have your own house manager too. Do you use the same person for each show, or does that change out too?
That changes out too. I'm actually the house manager and assistant director for this show. YAG doesn't use any adults except for a few of our head people and our director. Mm-hmm. So I'm the assistant director and I run the house. Mm-hmm. And so we use different house managers for each show.
Cool.
So that way we can have like different people. We're not just using the same person because everybody wants to learn how to do everything. And so for some shows, people are backstage and doing sounds and lights, and for some shows, they're on stage being the main character.
That's good.
And all of the concession money that we earn, all of the profit goes back into our program and helps us put on more shows and helps us to get costumes and props for all of our shows. And so that's one of the reasons we like to do concessions and help usher, because it helps our program grow.
Because, yeah, you're fundraising for the program right there. Yeah.
I have a question.
Yes.
I know that you guys have a board that is run by the kids. I don't want to call you kids, but it's run by the students.
Youth.
The youth. Yeah.
The youth.
It's run
the
by
youth.
The youth.
Yes.
Youth.
We're very fancy over here.
Yes.
Are any of you guys on the board? I know you are.
And then she's a member at large. They're members at large.
Okay. My daughter's a member at large. I'm Eleanor's mom.
Yeah.
When your board gets together, do you guys talk about all of the things that you need to talk about as a board? Do you talk about your money?
Yeah.
Do you review your whatever play just happened, or whatever visiting teacher was just there? Tell me something about that, about your board.
What a board meeting is like. Yeah.
At our board meeting, it's the Tuesday before our YAG meeting, which is where all of our students come. At our board meetings, we read minutes. Everyone presents. So our youth mentor throughout the week will help our student mentor prepare for the meeting. Mm-hmm. And so my daughter is president, so Nicole will get with her and send her, you know, all the things that they need to go over. And so she runs the meeting, basically. She stands up and she calls out, you know, okay, Briley, you present what you guys have planned for house and hospitality. And so Briley presents it. And so as adults, we're just there to kind of guide them, but they are in charge of everything. They chose the next two plays that we're going to do. They voted on it. They chose our fundraiser with our birdhouses that we have up right now. So it's all their ideas.
I love that. I think that's great.
Yeah, that you're there to teach, but they are, for all intents and purposes, running the show.
Even if you never serve on another board again in your life, those are really great things to know.
And you're coming out of this with managerial experience. So it's
And the best part about being on a youth committee, or even just being in a show, is that kids do it all. We do it all. We, like, Angela helps with set and helps with costume, but she just kind of sits there and makes sure they're not goofing around. And, like, right. Helps them. Off. Yeah.
Right,
and
yeah.
Nicole, and not gluing each other's eyelids.
Is the director. Right, right.
That's my job. It's just safety.
Yeah.
And Nicole is the director, but she's basically watches them and helps them, and, like, she does regular directing and helps them with blocking, but I also incorporate with that because I'm also the assistant director, and so kids basically run each aspect of the show.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's one of the things I like is the adults don't choose everything. The students get to vote on it. We voted on what we would do for the Christmas holiday thing, so it's really fun to be able to have your opinion.
You're important.
Yeah, that reminds me of something, actually. Because I used to do, I have done two plays at Cats Theater. What I didn't like about it is, even though most, if not all of the actors were children, we didn't get to do stuff like make sets. And that's what I honestly think is really cool about this.
Well, and that's something that my own personal theater philosophy is that every actor should work on crew at least once, should build sets and should do,
Take me, for example. I'm moving set pieces on and off during the play.
Yeah.
And it's important. We couldn't put on
this production
without
you. Yeah, no, if you don't have the crew, then the act, it doesn't matter what the actors are doing because... Yeah.
Unless they're doing it themselves.
Oh, crows.
Stay there, stage crows.
Yeah, instead
that's
of
clever,
crows.
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. We're very smart.
We're wearing all black, we're crows.
That's cute.
Not to keep pushing you guys for information, but talk to me about
that's what this is about, Beth.
Okay, fine. Jed's giving me a hard time because I haven't been on the podcast in a while.
It's okay, we're friends.
We're close.
Yeah.
Talk to me about the mix of people. So it's not any one school district. I'm sure you guys have kids from all over town. Yes, Pierre.
Take me for example. I'm homeschooled.
Right on.
So yeah, we have people all over Lubbock coming in and joining YAG. Like right now we have 44 members in YAG and people are joining all the time. And me, I'm homeschooled and I get to go to YAG and get to help out. I've been mainly doing theater, the acting part, but like, I think trying out all the other sorts of stuff behind the scenes with costumes, lights, sound, all of that is a great opportunity for all the kids into theater.
Yeah.
I know that Eleanor has had a great experience. She goes to Hutch Middle School. I know that Briley's at Talkington and you guys are schooled at home. Where do you go to school?
Oh, Hutch.
You're at Hutch with Eleanor.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
my kids are in the Cooper District.
Yes.
So it's Asher.
And we got a Lubbock High.
And they
got
That's right.
Yeah, and we got a Monterey as well.
Oh, we do.
Anthony is in Monterey.
Yeah,
Monterey's
in
Kasai. Mm-hmm.
So you guys have had the chance to make new friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't
definitely.
That nice?
Yeah.
So nice.
Not just your home friends.
I have plenty of friends.
I have
like 30 different groups I go to.
Yeah.
So I know you hit up on this earlier with the youth committee. So with the youth committee in those, they get an agenda.
Mm-hmm.
So the agenda, and I know we're going back a little bit, but in the agenda, every part of the youth committee, so we have Hadley as president, Kasaya as vice president, Kaori as secretary, Anthony is head of fundraising and committees, Briley is head of house and hospitality, Ella is head of publicity and promotions, and our members are at large are Blakely, Gwendolyn, and Asher, Eleanor, and Melody. And so when we meet for this youth committee meeting prior to our monthly meetings, we discuss the agenda that we're going to go over, so we give them an agenda, so when we meet at the meeting, we're on task. Everybody's in the know, and it gives them an opportunity to ask questions.
I think that's wonderful.
And so at the end of, like tonight, Nicole had them sit in a circle, and we went over all the talking points of what the committee went over during the meeting, and because you know how kids are, they hear it and then they forget, and it doesn't make it home.
What?
But she, I know, right? So off. But she reminds them and she asks them, so what, when we were talking about the Christmas party, what were we talking about? When we're talking about what we're doing here, what were we talking about? And that helps stimulate their remembering them and holding them accountable for the information they hear at the meetings. So the, and then we also take attendance of the meetings, so that it goes to points. And that's kind of what we do in the secretary. They earn points for every production they're in. They earn points for ushering everything that they have. They earn points, and then they can win prizes, and everybody loves to win prizes.
Yes.
And we're going to have a leaderboard.
We should do. We should bring that up at the regular board meeting.
Do it over at
right,
the...
Right, I want to win some prizes.
Well, and I think ultimately our point system goes to scholarships.
Yes, it does.
Oh, that's great, too. That's cool.
There's
great.
An ultimate goal.
That's
not
great.
Just
yeah.
I know. It's so exciting. I know. And
you're quite valuable. Yeah, that's...
And yeah. And because we have so many kids from all over, we can actually separate the age groups as well.
Mm-hmm.
And have it specified for a particular group. It's a really good thing, and the kids all like points. So.
I love it. I love everything about it right now.
Oh, yeah.
So we were talking about how we do all the behind the scenes of theater. But in our monthly meetings, we do everything there, too. Like the committee, we all kind of voted and helped make that committee happen.
Mm-hmm.
And later in the holiday season, we're doing a parade. And it's the youth that is making everything and working on it and stuff like that.
I love it.
Yeah, I think that's something I think makes YAG very special when compared to other youth theater programs, because like I was kind of touching on before, that a lot of youth theater is just kids come in and act, and if you're not in the show, there's nothing for you to do. But This program is so centered around teaching kids literally every aspect of theater and finding a place for everyone. And then the fact that the kids are the ones who are running the show.
Yeah.
Is, I think that experience is invaluable.
Well, and I have to give, she's going to hate this, but I have to give Nicole Cadell some major props, because she not only is so patient, but she's so organized. She's like the exact opposite of me. Not that I'm not patient, but...
But not organized.
But
not
I'm
not organized.
I am not organized. but she came to me and said, you know, I have these positions. Would you be interested in vice president? And I know she came to all of the other parents that are a part of it. And the way that she runs this program is a well-oiled machine. Mm-hmm. I mean... These kids are not struggling, because she knows what she's doing. She has a vision for it, and she makes sure that she's not asking adults that are taking over, because I know that a lot of adults look at children and say, you can't do that.
Adults who know how to teach and
mentor
and lead without...
She has picked adults that are very... We all love our kids. You know, we want the best for them. But I know that I can take any one of these kids and teach them something. And I'm not trying to take over.
No.
I don't see children as, you know, you should be seen and not heard.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I think that children should have a voice.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Nicole really emphasizes that in every meeting, in every show that we do. She makes sure that each kid feels... What does she say?
There's no small parts.
There's no small parts, but also it's not a lead. It's everyone has like a big role.
I have lumped in my throat.
Yeah. Like she's always telling the kids, you know, your role is important. We could not do this without you.
It's an empowerment.
She empowers
the kids.
Exactly.
And she, even the ones that do not speak very much, they have a place. 100%. And even the ones that do not audition, they have a place.
Yeah.
Everybody has a place. And when they walk through these doors, they are loved on.
Yeah.
And she chose all of us mentors because that's what we do. We love on all of them.
All of these kids.
All of those kids. And we see the special parts of them. And we see what makes them shine. And we also see what we can do to build them up. And then we also have really good leadership in our kids.
Oh, definitely.
And like you've been here for four years.
And me too.
And y'all
excuse me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We've got some veterans in here. Exactly. But, and they know the ropes and they know what we're doing. And of course, like we said, we got some older theater students that have been in theater for a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. They can see where they want to be and they can look at that and say, oh my gosh. And you know how it is when we walk on the stage and we see our friends and our family and the audience. And that moment is amazing. Mm-hmm. But it's also, it helps them cope backstage with the emotional part and anxiety part of being on stage, remembering your lines, remembering your spots, remember your blocking, but also having fun.
Yeah.
And they're really good at that.
Are you having
you
fun?
Know,
so much, sometimes too much.
It's tired.
So he's the lead right
tech
now. We have the lead.
Yeah. Tech week is rough. It
being
is.
Being a parent.
We all know. And I am not a theater person. I do not want to be seen. I want to do the behind the scene things where you don't look at me. I want to just create it and
that's
walk away.
Yeah,
so there's a spot for even for me as an adult. Like, I have no interest in acting. Like, please do not look at me.
You're on the pay, though.
Stop looking at me.
That's true.
As a parent who sends their kid to the program who is not on the parent board, or this is one of those things that my theater's over here.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you do your stuff here. It's very good to know that my child is going somewhere where people care about them.
Mm-hmm. And I do love her.
If she and I have had, you know, if our heads are butting that day, and let's be real, that happens.
It happens.
she's getting a way to clear her head, and she's still with people who are going to love on her.
Yes,
that's
absolutely
so important to us.
Well, and just having, like, I mean, every one of these kids, you know, Gwen, she was having, can I tell them? You were having kind of a rough week a few weeks ago.
We don't have to go into detail about it.
I gave her my phone number, and I just was like, can I check on you? You know, because I don't want her. Junior high is hard.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. Junior high is so hard. And so I messaged her the next day, and I was like, hey, I just want to know you're okay.
I know, right?
Because I love every one of these kids. I mean, I would, if they called me at any time and said, I forgot my lunch, I would bring them Chick-fil-A.
And there's something to be
that
said.
Is not an open offer.
Right.
But I would do
when
it.
When she says I would bring them Chick-fil-A, she does not mean I would bring them Chick-fil-A.
But
there's,
I would.
There's something to
but
be
not
said
really.
Because
I forgot my lunch. You're homeschooled.
Yeah.
There's something to be said for that, though, because kids will open up.
To
but
other.
Maybe not always to mom and dad. I know I had adults when in my life when I was young. I loved my parents, and they were great. But sometimes you need to talk to somebody that's not your mother.
Well, and removed from the situation.
Yeah.
So, and we all, I think, strive to be that for these kids.
There's, you know, when we see students struggling in a certain aspect, we give them space. We give them an energy where they are open to share whatever emotion they're going through. Freely,
definitely,
and then still guide them back into where they need to be.
Don't stay in it.
Don't stay in it.
Yeah.
Feel it, be it, like it right now, but
come
don't
on
like it all the time. Let's move on.
Right.
Or is there anything we can do to help you get better? Mm-hmm. Are you struggling? Where can we help you with that? And also provide a clean, safe building
definitely
for them.
Mm-hmm. It's always clean.
It's but it's also like. I know that, but it's also a place where the parents can come and drop their kids off. Because I'm a parent as well, and Angela's a parent.
Mm-hmm.
We can come and drop our kids off and know they're going to be safe and watched out, and know they're going to be loved and cared for. But not that we're babysitting them; they're learning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they're going to leave here.
You're engaging
with
them. Yeah,
they're going to leave here with skills. They're going to leave here with social skills. They're going to leave here with confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And a voice, and it's just amazing. I love it.
Mm.
How often, how frequently does YAG meet? And then,
so our YAG meetings are the second Tuesday of every month, from 6 to 8, here at the Lubbock Community Theater. Not in the big stage area, but in the smaller building.
Yeah, YAG has their own building, folks.
Yes.
It's yeah.
And we are always accepting new members. You can come try it out, and if your child loves it, then they are welcome to join after. And membership is $45 for the year.
Which is super
affordable.
And that
includes a t-shirt.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and we have a lot of, and if they don't want to get up and act, we have tons of stuff for them to do.
Yeah,
so.
Which is, that's one of the points that I think we've hopefully driven home here, yes. is that there's plenty of places for people to fit in.
Absolutely.
Not just on stage for, yeah. That's so, yeah, so we've been talking about the program for a while. Let's, before we wrap up, let's talk a bit, just a little bit about The Green Bluebird, which is the current YAG production. As this episode airs, the first weekend has passed. There is still one weekend left to
get
come
your
see
tickets.
The show.
Yes.
Give us money.
Give us money. Yes.
Do.
They're going fast, actually.
They're going
yeah,
fast.
That's been the thing. It's like, get them online. Go to lubbockcommunitytheater.org. It's right there on the front. Right there on the front page, you can click get tickets.
The newspaper advertised it for us on the front page, so I mean, tickets are going.
Awesome. Yeah, so get don't just walk up to the box office and hope there's going to be some seats open.
Don't sleep on this.
We had that problem at Clue a few times.
We did.
There were people like so don't make that mistake again. So let's talk about the Green Bluebird.
The Green Bluebird.
Yes, from the Green Bluebird himself.
Okay.
Yes.
Green Bluebird, written by Sylvia Ashby. She had worked on this like a long time ago, but she hadn't ever finished it. She never really got into it, but until now, and she's sharing it with us like the first time it's ever been publicized. She shared it with us. I think it's like great honor for us to perform. This
show. You get to do the world premiere of this show. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and everything we did, I mean, that's how it'll be from now on. Everybody will imitate what we've done. Yeah.
You are the first peer.
Yes. The lead has to play the ukulele. They have to.
It's going to be a staple of the show now.
Yeah. Oh, they have to.
Okay. So can we give a brief summary of the plot? What is this show about? What's?
Basically, we have a little weirdo, and his name is Pierre.
And
nobody likes him, especially his father. His father just absolutely hates him. A lot of daddy issues, but anyway.
So he doesn't quite fit in with the family and his friends
Pierre
and his
he's the only green one in the family of bluebirds.
Pierre talks a lot about how he's different than everyone, and he sees it as like he's different, and everyone's leaving him, and he has a bunch of monologues during the show. Yes, he does.
And basically, that are delivered quite well by the
Very. And through basically all of them, he's just saying, I don't fit.
Yeah, I don't belong here, and I don't belong
here. So he goes to
here.
Try and find out where he's supposed to be.
And that's where he goes off, and he tries, am I here? And here, and he finally finds his own place. But then, when he learns more about it and he realizes the place he really fit was he was at the entire time. I made it like...
Yes, you did excellent without giving up too many details.
He discovers that the real treasure was the friends he made along the way.
technically not all of the friends. Not all of the friends.
That's a shooting star moment.
Not all of the friends. Not all of the friends, because one of them was fake.
So the show is running this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Mm-hmm. It's Friday and Saturday are 7:30, and Sunday's going to be 2:30 p.m. matinee, if I can get... English words out of my mouth.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not on stage for this. I don't have to articulate. But
And something for our future performances is we will try to have a hearing impaired show every single time.
Yes.
Our first Sunday of every show, we will have an interpreter. We actually have a student who has a mom and her sister are both hearing impaired.
Excellent.
It's important to us to be as inclusive as possible.
Are there still birdhouses left for sale?
Yes, nine.
There's only nine out of 45.
45?
Good grief.
Wait, more than one person? That doesn't make sense.
So, so the youths of the Youth Artist Guild put together...
I call them the youthen.
Yeah, the youthen. Yes.
We're always looking for fundraising ideas.
And one of the fundraising ideas that came about for this show was that the youths... put together birdhouses that they assembled and painted, and they're on sale in the lobby at the show for $10 a piece. But as you've just heard, the vast majority of them are gone. So maybe come Friday night if you want to buy a bird.
Yeah. And we used like sets. Painting techniques for them.
Oh, nice.
We were taught them. Nobody really used them, but
we were taught set painting techniques that during our our meeting.
Oh, yeah,
that week.
You were.
And some of our kids did. They did use them, and then they painted over them. So that was okay.
And if you're hearing this too late to come see the Green Bluebird, we were going to tease you very briefly with the upcoming Youth Artist Guild season. What have we got coming next?
Okay. So the next one we're doing is a Seussified Shakespeare, whatever it is. It's Romeo and Juliet Restaurant Wars.
Does Seussified mean as in like Dr. Seuss? Or,
yeah, like Dr. Seuss rhyme.
Yeah, everything will be rhymes.
The Shakespeare by way of Dr. Seuss.
Yes.
That's
so
excellent.
It's performing February 18th, 19th, and 20th. And then February 25th, 26th, and 27th.
And then after that?
The next show we have is The Wizard of Oz, The Deleted Scenes, which may or may not be Wicked.
Right.
We can't say
Well, Wicked is the prequel.
Yeah. The show will be performing May 6th, 7th, and 8th, and May 13th, 14th, and 15th.
And so keep those and keep your eyes on LubbockCommunityTheater.org and all of our social media places, because as soon as there's more information about those shows, as soon as there are tickets that you can buy, they will be up there and ready for you to snatch up. And if this show is any indication, they will be going fast. So when they get up, buy them. So yeah, we'll go ahead and, all right. Yep. So, all right. Well, that's a good place for us to sign up. Thank you for being here, all of you youths. You're going to make fun of the way I say youths. The youthen.
Youthen.
And the adult mentors that we had with us tonight. Thank you all for being here and for shedding some light on this program for the public. And I hope you are all enticed by it. So, until next time, this has been Five Till Places.
Thank you, Five.
Five Till Places is a production of Lubbock Community Theater. Be sure to follow us on social media for all the latest news and updates surrounding our projects and the goings-on at LCT. The Green Bluebird by Sylvia Ashby is brought to you by Chicken Express and the Coleman Family Children's Studio. Additional support received from Civic Lubbock Incorporated, as well as the Community Foundation of West Texas, the Bayer Fund, and the Ray Charitable Trust. Our theme music is Pizza and Video Games by Bonus Points. A link to that artist and their music can be found in the show notes. Look them up, give them some support. Thanks for being with us this week, and as always, thank you for supporting live theater in the Lubbock, Texas area and beyond.